This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And it is a new day in America. Finally, a new day. Good evening. Very good evening to all of you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Just because we worked so hard on this, if things go right when I get done with this. Starting out tonight, we're going to be joined, you know, it's Wednesday, so it's the world according to Second Call Defense. Kicking it off with the boss, Sean Maloney. Have we got Sean?
Huh.
Okay, so I told you. I listened to lots and lots of people, and I had lots and lots of people that would tell me how bad Trump was, and then they would tell me the things they were hearing in the media, and I would say, you're just parroting what you hear in the media. You got to make your own. Okay. Now we got Sean Maloney. Sean, please turn down your computer.
Yes, I am here. I was listening to you talk about me being here, and I didn't get the phone call yet, and I just thought we were delayed.
Yeah. Well,
What a difference a few days make. I feel so much better about everything.
Yeah, Sean and I were texting late last night, and I could, you know, in text there's no tone of voice, and I could see a little nervousness. Although, you know, I stayed up later than you did, and I knew when Florida went, it was done.
Yeah. Yeah, I did something completely different, folks. I decided that I was so sick and tired of mainstream media lying to me, trying to make me believe things I knew that weren't true, that I decided I was going to tune out. I was not going to watch anything on TV, didn't matter who it was or where it was. I was going to let the excitement or disappointment of my friends inform me how the election went. So I went to the NRA party for a little bit, came home, and then my phone started blowing up, I would say, about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Text messages and everything, just everybody giving their own narrative as to what was happening. And I still had no answers, but it was just building and building and building. And then I got down in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And I was saying, please let it be Pennsylvania that pushes them over the top, because that's where I was born and raised. And I have confidence in the people of Pennsylvania. So, and I also want to point out to everybody, if you've been listening to Bill, when was it? April? At the interannual meeting with Ted Nugent, you said it was going to happen. You predicted it then. And you never, ever, ever wavered in what you said. So you heard it here first, folks.
Well, one thing I did say also, in the interest of full clarity, I did say that if Trump lost, it would be on the heads of people like Bill Kristol and Kevin Williamson and Paul Ryan and Lindsey Graham and Jonah Goldberg and all of those never Trumpers who,
before you realize what kind of a mess this would be.
Yeah.
I had a friend that told me last night, you know, I grew up with him, Quentin Nichols, my best friend, and he said, if he wins, this will be a miracle. He said, everybody is against him. Every newspaper is against him. The Republican Party is against him. People are bailing on him, and this will be his and his alone, and the people that have been supporting him.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, the problem with these newspapers, that everybody really vastly overestimates the power of the mainstream media. I mean, they're out there bleating all, you know, bleat, 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 like all the other sheep do, trying to get out there and tell us with a straight face what we need to think. And there's just not that many watchers of their programs now. There's just not that many watchers. Fox News beats all of them combined, which tells you, and I don't think Fox News is especially conservative myself. I was watching Megyn Kelly go into conniptions like she was stunned this was all happening that way. But, you know, I never believed for a minute. I didn't believe the polls. I didn't believe the mainstream media. I didn't believe the talking points because I can look at a picture of a sold out football stadium. And then, Clinton would have a venue where there would be 15,000 Baptist black Americans at this rally, and then it'd be her turn to speak, and 300 of them would go and listen to her. They were already there, and they wouldn't go in there to listen to her. So, you know, the enthusiasm factor for her was very, very low.
Was gone. You know, and think about if you wouldn't have had people locked in early voting. Think about if the people in Colorado could have made their decision when the rest of the world was essentially making their decision and weren't forced to vote early on. You think about how things have been changed, and if people could just go back and get their early votes back. And then, more importantly, you know, I was talking to Butler County Sheriff Rick Jones earlier, and I said, why is anybody going to buy a poll or pay for polling service or do anything? And he said, you know what? You're right. We should start our own poll. We're 0 for 0. We're a hell of a lot better than they are. And if you think about that, how in the world can these people with a straight face say, you know what? This is our poll.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the mainstream media, Wolf Blitzer was absolutely stunned. He was just, I mean, he didn't know.
That's what I missed. I missed all these people with a deer in the headlights look like, oh, my God, how did this happen?
Rachel Maddow was out there when Florida got ready to fall over the top. She was already talking about a recount of Florida if it was within a half a percent. So, I mean, they were all moving in this general direction of not knowing what to think or who to think about or whatever. And, you know, that's. I just wish I'd actually had television. I was having to like bounce around on the internet and everything. Fox News. I would love to have been on set with them so I could have strangled some of them because they're just so much filler, so much junk they were talking.
Right.
So. I should say that with them.
And if you think about it, though, and really, it's your listeners. It's all of us folks that did this. That he didn't win. I mean, he won electoral college wise, but when you're looking at the total number of votes in Ohio and Florida. It wasn't exactly like he had a lot of room. It took each and every one of us. It took our friends, and it took everything we had been talking about for months to get this done. And I'm proud. I'm proud to be an American. I think I feel so much better just because I understand now that it's just not you and I that are thinking like this. There's people out there that did the very best they could. There's some people that I'm sure voted for Trump that had a very, very difficult time doing it, but they understood it was American, it was our future, it was our kids that mattered at this point in time. And so essentially the people that I would be critical of in the past for not wholeheartedly supporting Trump, they probably brought us to victory. And, you know, I want to thank them. And I know I was critical of them over the past few months and at times angry with them and couldn't understand them. But, folks, we all did it together. It was all of us. And it's interesting because one of the CNN or MSNBC, you know, they gave kudos to the NRA. They said, you know, in Ohio especially, it's the NRA that brought it home. If you think about Ohio, you had Governor Kasich, who did not want to have anything to do with Trump, wouldn't even show up at the convention, is still running a campaign against him. You had the Ohio Republican Party refusing to give him a dime. There was no groundwork. There was no grassroots. There was no feet on boots on the ground because, really, he had no support. The only support from the beginning that he had was the NRA and their campaign field offices and hundreds of thousands of phone calls and the doors they knocked on and then Americans for Prosperity and other things and other people that came along. But, folks, you know,
hang on there. We're coming up on the break. Let me do a little selling real quick. Second Call Defense. You don't have to worry now. You're still going to be able to carry your guns. You need to be a member of Second Call Defense. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining us again from Second Call Defense is the CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Sean, have you noticed that the social justice warriors and the diehard Hillary Clinton supporters seem a lot like the Japanese population of those outlying islands that were convinced that we were going to, that Trump is going to murder them, rape them, and eat their children, and they're throwing themselves off the cliffs? Have you noticed that?
Yes. And I realize something that that right-thinking people, or at least you and I and your listening audience and people that, we would invite over to our house for dinner, we are much, much better losers than they are.
Yeah.
They have a hard time with victory because they rub it in everybody's face, and then they have a hard time with losing, too. I found that we seem to think, if you want to use a football analogy, that when we score a touchdown, we act like we've been there before and we're going to do it again. And they just have a hard time. And if you look at Clinton's her speech, her concession speech, you know, much the same way, offhandedly. And thank God she offered to help Donald. You know, I can sleep now tonight because, you know, she's offered to help him. And I think probably the biggest thing that opened my eyes was Tim Kaine of Virginia. You don't win Virginia with your vice presidential candidate being from there?
Yeah. I noticed that there were demonstrations and they were throwing things and, you know, talking a bunch of stuff. And, I mean, when I took the oath, when I put on the uniform, I resolved that I was going to defend the nation. The nation. I didn't get out there and say the liberal nation or the conservative nation, the heterosexual nation, the gay nation, the male's nation, the female nation. Just the nation. Do they not understand that's how we really feel? I mean, are they that indoctrinated?
You know what? I think it is separate for them, and they're having a very difficult time because somewhere along the line that I know this from experience from talking to some progressives. Some of them actually are relatives that are college professors, and they truly believe that that you and I are evil, that we'll bite the baby's heads and we'll rip them off and we'll drink their blood.
Mm.
And that's just the way they are. And they have a hard time reaching out, and so they're going to be caught in a corner, not participating in society, not trying to make their country the best that it can possibly be, because, you know, they're not in charge. So it'd be interesting to see how they come together, because they're still rioting in California and on different parts of the West Coast. Most of those seem to be at college. I'm not sure of, I could be wrong of anything that is kind of spilling onto the street, so to speak. But I think for the most part, I'm not sure if they can't accept it, or what their problem is, but truly, they don't believe that anything can be done to benefit them. Theirs was the right way, and it was the only way, and nothing else matters.
I want to see what the next couple of, I mean, the Wall Street is already starting to rebound, which, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good when Wall Street starts to rebound. The other part is, I want to see who he picks. I mean, there's a couple of people I'd like to see him pick for his cabinet. And I sincerely hope that he picks the people that were loyal to him. I'm pretty sure he will. But he's a good manager. I mean, you don't put up buildings like he does and not be a good manager. He'll put a decent team together. But I mean, what do you think about his victory speech? Now, he sounded pretty plain-spoken presidential to me.
Well, and he did, and and it could have been, you know, exhaustion or whatever it was, but he sounded well. And you know what's interesting beyond his speech is that the people that are slowly starting to warm their way back. Now, I'm talking about local Butler County politics. We had our treasurer, for example, had some very, very bad things to say about Trump until today. Oh, I think, you know what? You know, he's not the evil person I thought he was, and I apologize. And then, you know, even Jeb Bush, you know, congratulated him on Twitter. You know, as our president, I'm going to pray for you in the days and months to come. So people are going to start coming back. It'd be interesting to see if they ever would have came back if he wouldn't have won. But you'd like to think that, sure, And I think that's what we all voted for, was the team that he has the ability to put together. And I think we as Americans decided it hasn't been going right our lifetime, and we need to make sure that the swamp is drained if it possibly can be. And I think when we looked at Trump, at least I did from the beginning, I had confidence in him that he's a team builder and he can put the right people in the right seats of that bus. And that's what we needed. And I think that that's what we're all waiting to see. And I don't think, Bill, you and I are going to be wrong when it comes to that, because you don't get to be successful. You don't get to be successful doing anything in life unless you know how to share the load. And unless you know how to reach out and make sure that you're getting the best of everybody that you can.
Yeah. I just want to see Giuliani as the attorney general.
Boy, you know what? That'd be something interesting to do if we all sat down for a half hour and let's plug in who we think should be places and compare our list. That would be interesting.
Well, I've heard people say Christie for attorney general, but I don't get
I don't feel that kind of love.
I don't get that. I'm sure he could do something. Maybe it helped in... I don't know. Maybe we could put him in charge of beating and reshaping Obamacare into something usable or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, and the Republicans have a plan, and I've seen the plan, and the plan makes a lot of sense to me. So finally, they've been screaming for everywhere. What's your plan? Well, they've had the plan, and now that can be implemented, that'll be curious. I mean, I'm telling you, Obamacare has another year. It's going to drain society. It's going to sap all the money out of everybody, and flat out, we just can't afford it. It's insurance time for everybody. In fact, I've been getting phone calls over and over again for me to sign up for a plan. Well, I'm not on their plan, but it's interesting how, you know, they're pushing it right now. And can you imagine if this election would have been a month from now when people start stroking those checks and realizing how bad their medical coverage is? Things would have been even a bigger rush.
It would have been even huger. Second call defense. In addition to getting that attorney-client privilege right after you defend yourself if you have to, you also are enabling a group of guys that are activists that you don't see, that go to places like Colorado and Virginia, and they're on the ground working, getting, you know, knocking on doors, vote for Trump, all this other stuff. Activists, warriors on the ground, ideological combatants. That's Second Call Defense. We'll be right back. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News. As Americans head to the polls during this 2018 midterm election, the first polls will begin to close on the East Coast at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Voters across the country are reporting long lines, broken machines, and a polling site even in Arizona was foreclosed on overnight. Meanwhile, I had a chance to catch up with some voters today as well.
And we went and had breakfast, went over the sample ballot, discussed who we were going to vote for, and just came on over. And we were surprised there were actually quite a lot of people here this morning, which was great to see.
I think it's going to be very close, so I think every vote counts.
Utah Mayor and Army National Guard Major Brent Taylor was killed in Afghanistan on Saturday. He was overseas protecting Afghan people who were voting. His wife thought it was only fitting that he returned home on the day that Americans were going to cast their ballot as well. And once the polls close, please check us out tonight for all the latest election results. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739, 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. But you have to take that first step and join Second Call Defense. And joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Okay, so we're sitting back and we're patting ourselves on the back. I think we deserve pats on the back and congratulations. But Bloomberg's still out there. And the other thing that is looming for us to consider that I've been wondering about, and I've never brought this up to you, I think there should be some sort of federal preemption on the Bill of Rights. You know, I think they should be able to walk in. I mean, they do it all, the right for abortions. They already do that. They already use that supremacy clause on that. Is there going to be a moment, should there be a moment while we've got everything for them to push for preemption of the Second Amendment throughout the United States to where if you cross from Pennsylvania with a concealed carry permit and two hollow point bullets in the back seat of your car to where if you cross over into New Jersey inadvertently and get pulled over because you're sitting by on the side of the road texting, that you get locked up and have the book thrown at you?
I agree. Right now, I mean, they would do it, and we know who they are. Well, if you're looking at that, national reciprocity should be one of the first things to be discussed and considered. That should be passed. We should make the Second Amendment truly universal in application throughout the United States because that's what our founding fathers intended. Our constitutional rights do not change, nor do they end at the state line. And it only makes common sense that a national reciprocity exists, that our constitutional rights be extended throughout the land, and that should be a priority. And you are right, because national preemption penalties should be there. You cannot violate a person's rights with impunity and say, oh, well, I was wrong. There needs to be punishment. There needs to be teeth in what our federal government does to protect us and our constitutional rights. So I agree 100%. That's one of the first things that should be done. My God, we got the head coach and we got the offense and defense, so let's take it all and let's use everything. I mean, we have to do it now when we can. It's just like we got to load up the Supreme Court. Every opportunity we can get to make those appointments to protect ourselves from generations to come, we have to use, that's the mandate. People talk about a mandate. Well, the Republican Party created Donald Trump. They didn't support Donald Trump. Donald Trump is there.
Yeah.
Now it's time. It's time to take the reins and to do what drain the swamp and everything else. And he's a Second Amendment advocate. And I think that's smart. National reciprocity, preemption applies. Preemption with teeth. You lose, you pay.
The first thing concerning Trump, you know, I would have to say that that victory belongs to the grassroots, because Trump was purely reactive. He didn't like to spend money on ad buys. He would go out and create a media event, and they would cover him because they were looking for, you know, something to hang around his neck. The Republicans didn't back him. There was a few, you know, Sessions backed him.
Right, right.
But most of the people that were backing him were sort of stealth backing him.
Right.
And, you know, the polls were never working out the way we would have liked to have seen them. But at the same time, I'm sort of happy the way the polls did work out, because a lot of people had this. Even Hillary believed
right.
that it was just a matter of time now. So, you know, looking at what happened with Trump, you know, I want to see where he goes. But my biggest issue right now today is going to be with two things. It's going to be with these people that seem to believe are baby eaters for some reason.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And, you know, do they understand that, I mean, especially these colleges, I'm pretty sure they're intelligent young people. I'm much more intelligent than I was at their same age, except I watched them marching on these streets and everything, and I was just imagining what happens if they come around this corner and there's eight guys standing across with plate carriers on, one pops a flare to get their attention, and they're just looking at these guys, and it's eight facing 800. And those eight guys know they're going to win. I mean, they're out there advocating for violence. What happens when they finally find it?
Well, you know, and that's the thing, and that's why when you get to that point in time, you have to hope that certainly training kicks in. But, you know, more than that, it's sometime there has to be accountability. You know, I talked to several police officers today, and, you know, you hope you're going to have at least your government on your side and helping everybody to understand and not creating division for division's sake, not creating. Think about the number of police officers that have been assassinated in the past 6 months.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, because I think we have the ability to pull America together in a way that the Democratic Party and the progressives could never do that. You know what? They're still doing it. If you look at, you know, what the progressives are doing and what Soros is still doing and what Bloomberg is doing, we got to remember, folks, you know what? There's universal background checks now in Nevada. For the
yep.
most part, if I want to lend my shotgun to you, I can't do it without a background check. It is that difficult and is that extreme, and people think we're joking, but we're not. They can take that to wherever they want to go. And folks, universal background check only works with one thing, and that's with the registration of firearms. So now line up, let us know what you have. So if you're going to give your son a .22 rifle, I know that you had it, and now I know that he has it. And then you know what? I have a nice little gun registry.
So I guess at SHOT Show this year, when we're walking around, we'll be looking at pictures of guns, because we won't be able to pick them up.
That's an interesting proposition. At SHOT now. I mean, talk about a battle cry. You know, as far as they would want to take it, I guess, and maybe, well, you know what? The law still applies inside of a private building. The federal law is a federal law as it applies to universal background checks. So I guess everything's got to have a chain on it or a cable through it, so you can't really take possession of it, I guess.
Yeah. Am I right or wrong in thinking that during the Civil Rights Movement, when they would go down there to enforce desegregation, that the feds were out there enforcing preemption?
Well, you know, that's a good point. And essentially, you know, that's what the feds were doing.
So well, anyway. I'm just thinking that, you know, I look at what happened during that time is about civil rights. Rightfully so, I think. And nowadays, with the whole gun thing, I think if they're incarcerating somebody in New Jersey for having a couple of hollow point 22 rounds, well, then I think that's when they need to walk up there and bail them out and say, nope, we're taking them out of here. So,
no, and I agree with you. When we let that happen, I mean, what kind of application does the Constitution have? You know, and the federal courts, you know, have let states and have let agencies interpret and apply and screw and twist laws in the name of public safety,
yeah,
or in the name of their ability to control what happens in their borders. But folks, the Constitution, you know, preempts everything. The Constitution is the basis for all our laws. The Constitution is what uniformly is applied and is enforced throughout the country. There's never any question what the Constitution is. There's never any question, you know, about what the First Amendment says. Those are steadfast, and all of a sudden, you know, we make them something they're not, and people say, well, you can't. How are you going to overturn Heller? There's a million ways you're going to overturn Heller. The first
Hang on, Farmer. We're going into break. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. That was 12 seconds. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again from Second Call Defense's CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. So we've got. Do you think Obama's going to pardon Hillary?
You know what? I just opened up an email and I had someone mention, "Hey, did we talk about this today?" And probably not, but we've all thought about it. But without a doubt, I think. And it's going to be because we as a nation have to heal, and we don't need these distractions. Trust me, that's why it's going to be. I think about, as an attorney, as a defense attorney, I think about the thousands and thousands of people that are serving time, some hard time, for doing much less. And the rule of law is gone in America, and they're going to keep extending that. And they're going to keep breaking the back of the judicial system and the legal system in America. And that's one of the pieces of blowback that are going to come out of this. How do you justify sentencing people when she is running around there, the Clinton Foundation is running around there without impunity? People are saying, well, the Clinton Foundation is probably going to fold up. Well, yeah, there's no reason. That'll tell you that nobody's paying $12 million for speeches. They're paying $12 million for favors, folks. And so the Clinton Foundation rolls up, but, you know, all that money goes away with them. What a deal. You know, I'd lose the presidency for a couple hundred million.
Would you?
Yeah, I probably would.
Now, with a presidential pardon, can Trump go after her even after she is pardoned? If Obama's the pardoner?
You know, I'm not an expert on constitutional law or the statutory law as it relates to pardon, but I think his powers, the pardon, cannot be overridden. Now, if something newly discovered, totally different, away from the pardon came out, but I'm sure that their attorneys and the Justice Department attorneys will make sure that it's pretty much bulletproof for her. But once the pardon's there, I think she walks, she's free, and she can write books and tell everybody how she cheated us all and how she committed the crime. And I would just like to kind of know why she set up these other servers. And how can it be that stupid to think that, you know, in today's day and age, you're not going to be hacked? And has somebody ever really said maybe you might not want to send an email?
Does this mean he's going to have to pardon Huma Abedin and Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and...
You know what?
All these people, Lois Lerner, Koskinen or whatever his name is, all these guys that have become weaponized against the United States, all these alphabet organizations, is Obama going to have to give out just a whole blanket pardon to his entire executive staff?
Either that or what will happen is they give them use immunity. They give them immunity for their information. They'll never testify, but they've cooperated with the FBI, so we've given them full immunity. So really they can't be prosecuted. So you could probably set about doing it that way. As far as pardons go, you know, I can't remember in recent memory when pardons are handed out to blocks of people, but also based on the information I'm getting of how many people are being let out of prison, I don't think that would stop them. What are we talking, 60, 70,000 people?
Yeah.
You know, crazy. And you know what? You know what is very curious? The majority of these people, their crimes also include gun specifications. So Mr. I hate guns and Mr. These people that use guns and crimes need to be punished. Well, no, they need to live out their sentences. So now with all the gun specifications, everything being added, they're even bigger bunch of hypocrites that they are. But, you know, I think probably the first thing that's going to happen when Donald Trump gets in there, I'm hopeful that he walks into wherever that box is that keeps all those orders.
Yeah.
I hope he just torches them.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what the executive orders are anymore, but that should be part of probably one of the first things, to get rid of the unconstitutional executive orders and beef up our military, loosen up the rules of engagement, and let's just shut ISIS down.
Has he made any indication as to who his Supreme Court nominee would be?
He mentioned somebody, and he's out there early on. But then here's a list of 20, I think, is where it's at. And I think when people looked at that list of 20, they were all a pretty solid bunch of 20. So I think in the beginning he tried to narrow it down, but then thought better of that. And then I know there's a list of these are the people that I will consider. And you know what? With the House and the Senate like this, we got to remember, we have hundreds upon hundreds of federal district court vacancies,
yeah.
Magistrates. I mean, just the Supreme Court is the least of our problems. We have a broken federal court system because we don't have the people in place to take care of the problems. And so there's stuff that's been languishing for years.
One of the things that pains me is that one of the guys that seems at least as smart as you and I were on this one is Mitch McConnell for not allowing a Supreme Court nominee to go forward.
That was key. And that did take some guts, and I was surprised that it went away that easy. If you think about it, you have the President of the United States, you have a person running to be the President of the United States, you still have a lot of senators, and you have the people that know the importance that we better get it now, and it kind of went by the wayside pretty quickly. And,
well, when,
but you're
when
right. I can criticize McConnell, but that was key.
When you got the former head of the Judiciary Senate Committee, who's now the vice president, who you've got on tape saying, well, let's see, we're 18 months out from the election. I think we should wait till the new president comes in to consider the next Supreme Court justice, shouldn't you? And when you got that happening, and you know, he's still on the stage out there going, you know, doing one of his famous monologues, buy a shotgun. That's sort of hard to walk that back.
Yeah, it is. But you know who I'm proud of? Kentuckians. My God. You know, and it's right next door. I border Kentucky, and I think about what a battle Ohio is. Why can't it just be Kentucky? Why can't everybody be Kentucky?
Kentucky's sort of shifted, haven't they?
Oh, tremendously, because you didn't know. I mean, mostly I consider Kentucky to be a blue state. And certainly they've made a big shift. But you know what? You've got an awful lot of military people there, and you have an awful lot of people that just know the difference between right and wrong, and good, solid people. And you know what I think also happened with all those coal miners, all those frackers, all those people that you know, I grew up with, they finally got the chance to realize what was happening. And I think you're going to find when we start burning the clean coal again, we up production, we start fracking, and, you know, frack nation doesn't exist. I grew up around where that was happening, that our gas prices are going to be lowered. Our fuel prices overall are going to be better. There's going to be more money injected in the economy. We're going to be welcoming businesses back to America. We're going to be producing things again. We're going to be building things again. And we're going to be, instead of shipping everything away and instead of coddling the Middle East, I think it's going to be a change that we're all going to be so happy to have. And you know what? I feel good about being an American. I struggled and I struggled and I struggled to make sure. I still cry at a national anthem. You know, I'm getting older. I guess I'm getting soft. But I can't keep my eyes dry. That's who I am as an American. And that's who most of us are. And finally, we get to move forward. And we need, and we get to help each other. And that's the thing. For so long, you know, the Hillary Clinton, they talk about how mean and evil and how divisive we are. Well, that's garbage. We're not. We were never those people. But we tend to buy into whatever people are saying bad about us. And which is nice because we let the establishment ruin Romney, but we didn't let it happen. Or maybe I should say that Donald Trump didn't let it happen to him.
Yeah, Trump didn't let that happen. That he didn't get he knew he didn't have any cover, so he just came out swinging the whole time.
Yep.
We're about to flip into the next hour. Second call defense. You're not just taking care of yourself. You're getting some other stuff out there that goes well beyond what you're paying for. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, congratulations, America. We won this one.
Yes, we did. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Dr. Herb London. Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.